Shalom Aleichem, Chag Kasher V'Sameach, good Yontiv. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and we are pre-recording our Mishnah Yomi learning for Achron Shel Pesach, Day 8 of Passover. We've just started the first chapter of Avodah Zarah, all about idolatry. We are in Mishnah 4 and 5 today. Ir Sheyesh Ba Avodah Zarah, a city that has within it idolatry, meaning they're having a festival for their pagan deities. Hutzala Mutter, you could still do business with people outside the city, the parties over there in the city. Haya Hutzala Avodah Zarah, if their festival is outside the city, they're making a big fair outside. Tocho Mutter, you could still do business inside the city, where they're not actually participating in the celebration. Ma'u Leilech L'Sham, could you go on the road to that city? Obviously, you're not going for the Avodah Zarah party, you just need the road. So, Bizman Shaderech Miyuchedet L'Tamakom Aser. If the road only goes to that particular city or that particular place where they're holding the festival, a Jew cannot go down that road. Ve'im, but if, Hayechol L'Holech, you're able to use that road to go, but on it, L'Makom Acher, to a different place, Mutter. Then it's Mutter, because people see the Jew on the road and say, oh, he's not going to that pagan festival, he's going to the next city over where there's no pagan festival. Mishnah adds, Ir Sheyesh Ba Avodah Zarah, even in a city that's having one of these pagan festivals, V'hayeba Chanuyot Me'utarot, and some of these stores and shops are decorated for the sake of the Avodah Zarah festival, She'einan Me'utarot, but some of them are not participating. Some of the stores don't have any decorations or, you know, things up that signify they're involved in the idolatry. So Zehayim Maisim Beit Shan. This actually happened in Beit She'an. Beit She'an is a city in modern Israel, and there's actually a large Roman remnants. There's archaeological digs exposing a Roman shop area, so that might be, if you ever go to Beit She'an and see the Roman stuff there, you can keep this Mishnah in mind. This is where it actually happened. Amru Chachamim, the sages said about this situation, Hamu'utarut Asurut. A Jew cannot use the stores and the stalls and the merchants that are decorated for the pagan holiday. Mutarot. Those who are not decorated, the Jews could do business with them. The Bartner explains, if this kind of situation where some of the stores are participating, those stores that are decorated for the pagan holiday, they'd be giving a percentage of their earnings to go towards the Avodah Zarah, towards the pagan deity. And those that are not decorated are not participating. And the Bartner also points out there's a bit of a contradiction here from the first Mishnah. We don't do business with them on the holiday. So what do you mean we can do business with them in a store that's not decorated? He says that's only allowed when it's something that lasts a long time, something that won't expire. If you're going into the store in Beit She'an that's not decorated and you're buying something that lasts a long time, then the idolater in there, he's not participating in the festival, but he might still be happy about it, but he's not so happy about it because it's not going to expire anyway. He could have sold it to you next week or next month. But if you're buying something that's going to expire, you know, like fresh eggs, fresh whatever it is that's going to expire, he'll be very happy that he's getting rid of this merchandise before it goes bad. And he will, you know, say thank you to the unmentionables. So far we've seen about doing business during the holiday. And Mishnah Hay broadens the topic to doing business at all times of the year, not just right before and during their pagan festivals. Elu dvarim asurin limkor l'ovdegravim. These are things Jews may not sell to idolaters any day of the year. Itz trobelin is fruit from the cedar tree. Uvnot shuach and white figs, they're nice and plump, says the Bartnura. Uftotro tehen, that's when they have their stems attached. The Bartner says when their stems are still on these fruits, they would tie them directly onto their idol or their Asherah tree or whatever to decorate their tree with them. Lavona, frankincense, it was also used in the temple, but the pagans liked it also. Tarnagol halavon, and the white rooster, they were really into sacrificing white roosters. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he qualifies this halacha. He says, Mutter limkor lo tarnagol lavon. It would be allowed to sell a white rooster, bein tarnagolin. If he just came to the farm and ordered 100 roosters or a dozen roosters, and he wasn't particularly asking for a white rooster, you could sell him a white rooster in with all the other ones. Of course, if he comes asking for white roosters, you couldn't sell him white roosters, even if you're also selling him 10 black roosters. The Mishnah adds, Ubizman shu bivnei atzmo, if you're selling a white rooster by itself, and this means the non-Jew, the pagan, came and he just asked for a rooster, and the only one you had was the white rooster, Koteya et etzba'u umechalo. You could cut off one of his toes and then sell him the bird. Why? Lefisha ein makrivin chaser lavoda zora. The pagans wouldn't offer it anyway if it's missing a toe. Now, the Tefer Yisrael points out that if you don't know he's an idolater, you don't know he's going to use it for idolatry, there's also tzar balei chayim. You don't want to cause pain to the animal without necessity. You really have to balance tzar balei chayim, hurting an animal, with the possibility of avoda zora here. The Mishnah wraps up, Ushar kol devarim, and any other merchandise, stoman mutter, if the pagan just shows up and wants to buy it, it would be mutter to sell him. Perushan usur, if he says he wants it for his holiday, he wants it for his pagan idol, definitely can't sell to him. Rabbi Meir Omer, of dekel tav, even the good palm tree, the Hatzav Barner says, kanim she'osin mehen hatzukar, sugarcane. The niklivan is apparently a very chashuv grass or herb. Aser limkor le'avodas kohavim. Rabbi Meir says we can't sell these items either because they were often used for idol service. Now it's amazing. This is the last day of this is learning for the last day of Pesach. Avon shel Pesach, we commemorate Kriyat Yam Suf, the splitting of the sea, and the Jews passing through on dry land, and the midstream were drowned. But the angels, some of the angels, were accusing the Jews, saying, "Halalu of the Avodah Zarah." These Jews also did idolatry in Egypt. So why are we saving the Jews and not the midstream? And Hashem answers, "They've accepted me. They've accepted my Torah, even though they have problems in the past when they were in Galut, in Golus, in Mitzrayim. There were problems. There were temptations. There were external influences. But now they're coming to be my people." Really, this is a day where we can think about, really, our problems of the past are in the past, and we have a chance to recreate a brighter future closer to Hashem, closer to His Torah and mitzvot and one another. Yashok herchachem, hakashav esamech.